Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. I grew up on Bainbridge Island. That's over on the west side, close to Seattle. Not far from Naval Sub Base Bangor. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with someone whose boyfriend is a Navy man based in that area. And she said he told her the funniest joke that they use attack seals at the base to protect the waters around the port. And I was like,
I want that to be true.
It's not a joke.
What?
Yeah. The Reconnaissance and Interdiction Division manages the Navy's marine mammal program. And they train bottlenose dolphins and California sea lions to, get this, detect, locate, mark, and recover objects in open waters.
That's delightful. I do think I've heard about this now that you say that.
Well, and in case you're wondering, invading humans are some of those objects they are out to detect.
I just thought it was like bomb defusing, but they'll attack they will defend against a person.
Well, yeah.
And that's right here in Washington. How delightful.
Yes. Yes. Pretty much anywhere that has up and down the West Coast, at the very least. I'm sure they're on the East Coast, but they've also been. Well, okay, hold on. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So,
yeah.
OK, so since 1959, the Navy has trained dolphins and seals to guard against underwater threats. So the dolphins can use their sonar to detect mines like on the ocean floor. Both can pick up objects in dark and murky water. They can dive deep and for long periods. In 1965, a Navy dolphin named Tuffy.
Tuffy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tuffy participated in a project off the coast of California carrying tools and messages between the surface and a habitat under the water. Mm-hmm. And then Tuffy also practiced finding and guiding divers.
Awesome.
Okay, at Sub Base Bangor and those kind of places, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Okay, sea lions are trained to pull lines to attach to lost equipment, but they also are given locator bracelets.
Wow.
And they'll swim out to a person who's not supposed to be there and attach the bracelet to an arm or a leg and lowjack the person.
Can you imagine? You're like, you just stumble on. You're like, let's stop here and swim. And yeah. Suddenly it's a sea lion, you said?
Yeah.
Comes up to you. And that would be alarming to begin with. But then it grabs your arm.
And bang, you've got like prison bracelet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon the Navy shows up.
Yeah, they roll up in boats. It's not pretty. And if it's a dolphin, the dolphin has a locator beacon they carry in their mouth, and they are trained to swim up and stick the strobe, this thing, to a diver's air tank. And then that sends up alarms and locates them. And again, you can find a person in the water.
Wow. That would be very frightening. It's coming. Like, you're like, look, dolphins. They're not changing course.
No, they're coming right at me. Then they're circling around behind you and bang, they're sticking this thing on your tank and swimming away.
But honestly, if you're out in open waters, you're not scuba diving to see the coral.
You're probably not.
Up to no good.
Yeah, you're sneaking into the port. We don't like that, especially because they're nuclear submarines. We don't want anybody messing around with those. But then, according to Wikipedia, both dolphins and sea lions have been deployed in war zones like Vietnam and during the Iraq War. In fact, during the Iraq War, dolphins are credited with helping to detect over 100 anti-ship mines where ships were being kept at port.
Wow. I just can't imagine like pitching this program initially. You guys.
Yeah.
The dolphins.
Yep.
They're smart like dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to have heard that meeting.
Well, and here's the thing. No one heard about that meeting because it was kept secret for nearly 30 years. And so people kind of knew, like, you know, maybe you'd go past someplace and you'd see boats and there's seals with harnesses and they're doing things. But like
avert your eyes.
Right. Until the 1990s, it wasn't declassified. And so a lot of people are like, they're being mean to them or they're not training them well. But here's the thing. In addition to the training that's been done with these animals, there's a lot of science and discovery about the bottlenose dolphin and the sea lion that's been done by Navy trainers.
Wow.
Yeah, we watched a video. Okay, so
I was just thinking, I'm totally watching some videos.
Oh my gosh, they're going to be in the show notes. But we watched this video, and so the dolphins can swim alongside the boats, but if you have to bring them in someplace and it's a long ways, they have trained them. They've got, it looks like this giant yoga mat that they have on top of an inflatable boat, and the dolphin will hop out of the water onto the mat, slide right into the trainer's arms. And then they boat away and they keep it moist while they transport the dolphin away from the area.
Wow, that is delightful. That's
It's so
totally
cool.
like a children's movie.
Yeah.
It's what it is. Oh my goodness. So parents, if you have children out there that have dreams of being a marine biologist, they could actually save the world with dolphins.
Yeah, I was watching this going, why do I not have this job?
Yes! Nobody told you about it when you were in college or as a child.
No, I didn't know that could be like super spy SEAL. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't declassified when we were in at a place to go to college for
That's
that.
true.
That's our excuse.
It was pretty new. Yeah, there we go. But here's a fun fact. So there's a list of sea animals the Navy has considered over the years. So pretty much every dolphin.
Yeah.
But I love that it was on the list. They had manta rays, sea turtles, killer whales. How that would be a big deterrent. And then they also
Yes.
thought about sharks. Yeah, and I don't think I really want a 13-foot tiger shark hopping out of the water onto my boat so I can boat it away. That just doesn't seem like a great plan. So,
No. I like the law. They're in for the long game with the turtles.
yeah.
Although they swim fast in the water, they're just not fast on land.
No, yeah.
That is delightful.
Super great. And if you're ever around a naval military base,
Watch the sea life.
yeah, don't try to do something sneaky because you might be being watched.
Wow, yeah, you could be, I just really want to see the video, if one exists, of them, the sea lions, lowjacking the person.
I could not find that. They do have some photographs of dolphins sticking the thing onto an air tank.
Nice. I can imagine
Yeah.
the sea lion thing might not be all that gentle, but the goal is not gentle.
Because I was thinking it'd be almost like a hollowed out frisbee kind of arrangement and then just bang into you.
Or like a really sticky slap bracelet.
Yeah. Oh.
It slaps on and then you're trapped because it
Then you're
won't unstick.
stuck.
Wow. I can't even, I've heard the short version of that, like that they would find bombs and stuff, like they would sniff around like dogs, which
Yeah.
is cool in and of itself. But that is much higher level than I expected.
I know, me too. Especially the marking a target. I was like, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Now they don't, and here's the funny, it's well funny. Here's the interesting thing. So we do not train them to attack because they found that it's hard for dolphins and seals to discern who's the good guy and the bad guy in that situation.
Sure.
But
Yep.
there was some stuff about like maybe other countries.
Do not swim in international waters near their bases.
Yeah, because who knows? They might have actually trained a killer whale. So let's just, yeah, move it on.
That gives you a whole different perspective on marine life, like the reasoning capacity of marine animals.
Yeah. Oh, that and they have some dolphins are trained to locate underwater mines, and then they will show divers how to get to shore.
So they could help lost divers or like people in peril.
Well, they're
Or are
definitely
they?
showing like we're trying to invade the beach and we don't want to get blown up on the way in.
Oh, I gotcha. Guides them through the minefield.
This is the safe way.
Wow, that's wonderful. I see why they haven't made a children's movie out of it, but I would like to cruise like the History Channel and see if they're doing something about it.
Oh, they have to. I don't know. Well, I mean, you'd
Yeah.
think, right? Wouldn't you
It
think?
just, the lack of footage might be the biggest problem there. It would be a real short.
We'd show you, but then we'd have to kill you.
This
Yeah.
is a dramatic reenactment with a guy in a sea lion suit.
This isn't satisfying in the way I thought it would be. So that's all I got about the Navy M Mammal Marines. There we go. And I
All
know we
right.
are also Navy Mammal Marines, but it's just how I'm going to do it. Just how I roll.
Well, if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram, and our Facebook is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. You can send virtual high fives. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.